In the Torah class that we conduct on Thursday morning, we have just started the story of Joseph, which we actually are just starting now in synagogue, but we're going to get there a lot faster in the synagogue than we're going to get there in the Torah class because we haven't even made it past the first verse yet. But let's at least look ahead at what we read this morning and say one quick word about it, something that's very confusing. If you turn to page 230, what do his brothers do to Joseph? What do they do to him? Well, they don't actually sell him into slavery. They may plan to, but they don't do it. This is what they do. Look at verse 24. They took him and cast him into the pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. Now, presumably, if it's empty, there's no water in it. So the rabbis say, yeah, there was no water in it, but there were scorpions and snakes. They didn't even pay attention. They just threw him into the pit. And after they throw their brother into the pit, what do these brothers do? Look at the next verse. Then they sat down to a meal. It just shows you how callous they are. Let's throw Joseph into a pit and have lunch. But here's the really confusing part. Joseph's getting down to Egypt is crucial to the history of the Jewish people. If Joseph doesn't get down to Egypt, then later on the brothers can't go to Egypt to buy food, Israel can't go to Egypt, and all of Jewish history is different. The question is, how does Joseph get there? The brothers do not sell him into slavery, and they do not bring him down to Egypt. But see if you can figure out how he does get there. It's very confusing. Look at the next verse. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites, okay? Now keep that in mind, Ishmaelites, right? Coming from Gilad, their camels bearing gum, balm, and laudanum to be taken to Egypt. Some trading Ishmaelites, okay? International traders coming from Gilad. Judah said to his brothers, what do we gain by killing our brother and covering up his blood? No profit to us if we kill him. Come on, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, but let's not do away with him ourselves. After all, he's our brother. Our own flesh, which is ironic, right? He's our brother. Let's just sell him into slavery. Let's not kill him. His brothers agreed. But now look what happens. When Midianite traders passed by, they pulled Joseph out of the pit. So now it appears that he was planning to sell it to the Ishmaelites, but before they got a chance to, the Midianites came by, pulled him out of the pit, and said, this guy looks like he's worth selling. Right? So far, that all makes sense. I mean, it's not pleasant, but it makes sense. But now, look what happens. They sold Joseph for 20 pieces of silver to the Ishmaelites who brought Joseph to Egypt. Now it looks like the Ishmaelites were passing by. The Midianites pulled him out of the pit. Then they sold him to the Ishmaelites. Okay, you with me so far? Because it's not over. Now turn the page. Then this, in the meantime, they go back and tell Jacob, by the way, your son, we found this tunic and it's all bloody. And then it says, verse 36 on the next page, the very last verse, the Midianites, in the meantime, sold him in Egypt to Potiphar. But that doesn't make sense, because weren't the Midianites the ones who just sold him to the Ishmaelites? So how is it by the time you get to Egypt that the Midianites are selling him? If you find this confusing, you're not alone. So has every Jewish commentator who ever lived found this confusing. In fact, so much so that if you try to find a solution in our Chumash, you will come up basically empty. Look at what they say. Look at the previous page. Look down. You see how below there are comments? Look at verse 25, where the lower right-hand paragraph where it says a caravan of Ishmaelites. Do you see that? Let's see if they can untangle it for us. This was written by a very prominent Jewish scholar. Nachum Sarna. Apparently, they buy Joseph, take him down to Egypt, and sell him to Potiphar. In verse 28, however, it is Midianite traders, or Midianites, who are said to have sold Joseph to Potiphar. Rashi suggests that Joseph probably was traded several times. Some modern commentators explain the discrepancy as being the result of different traditions. So there are three unhelpful explanations in one paragraph. The first says, oh, by the way, later on it says Midianites. Well, we know that. That's why we're looking at the comment in the first place, because we're confused. All he's saying is, yes, your confusion has a good reason. The second explanation is Rashi says, well, they got traded back and forth. But it doesn't make sense that the Torah would tell us about two of the trades and not tell us about four of the trades. If they got traded back and forth, wouldn't the Torah give us one more trade just so this makes sense? And the third explanation, that this came from different traditions, is in some ways the least satisfactory of all. Because whoever combined these traditions, you got to figure they knew what they were doing. And why would they combine traditions that don't make any sense? To say it was the Ishmaelites, then it was the Midianites, they sold them to the Ishmaelites, and then when we get to Egypt, all of a sudden it's the Midianites. There's only one comment on this that I've ever read that makes sense. Yes, I am going to tell you. I thought, you know, and then I should just say, and I'll tell you later. No, but I will tell you. I read a long article on this, going through all the possible explanations by a scholar who used to teach at the Jewish Theological Seminary. He now teaches at Hebrew University in Israel, named Ed Greenstein. And at the end of the article, he gave the only explanation that actually all of a sudden clears up the difficulties. He said, the Torah is being deliberately obscure. It doesn't want you to figure it out. Because the whole point is, God is orchestrating this. So even though you can't figure out the human agency by which Joseph got there, when you can't figure out the human agency of something, what's the Torah trying to tell you? God did it. It didn't matter if it was Midianites or Ishmaelites. The whole point is later on, and we'll discuss this a little bit in the sermon, what does Joseph say to the brothers? God intended me to be here. No matter what you intended, you didn't intend me to end up right a second to Pharaoh. You threw me into a ditch, but God intended it. And Greenstein says, this is the proof. The whole point is the Torah is saying to you, you can't figure out the way God works in the world. It's too confusing. It looks to you like a tangle of motives, but in the end, God was going to get Joseph to Egypt, and God got Joseph to Egypt. And if you try to figure out how, you will discover that it is too difficult for you. That, all of a sudden, makes it not into a confusion, but into a deliberate mystery with a solution. And so now we know that Joseph got to Egypt because Joseph was intended to get to Egypt. And if we can't figure it out, that's okay. Because there's lots in God's world that we can't figure out. Let's bring everybody in.